The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Listeners to the show will be familiar with author and immunologist Professor Luke O'Neill. Well, along with leading groundbreaking trials and research in Trinity College in Dublin and his contributions to this show, Luke is on a mission to recruit more Irish scientists, some as young as 9. News Talk reporter Sarah Madden gets a bird's eye look at the action.
All right, so very happy to be here with you all. I love coming here. I was here 5 years ago, can you believe it? 5 years ago. Back again, couldn't resist coming back again. Very happy to be here.
Now, on a grim and rainy Thursday, at a primary school like any other, Professor Luke O'Neill addresses an eager group of students.
I'm going to tell you all about what I'm going to tell you about.
Science!
No, it's music. I know it is science. Yeah, I'll tell you science. Science is the thing. Now, I'm a scientist first and foremost. That's my job. I'm a scientist, right? Now, what is it to be a scientist? Or what is science? Anybody have a go at that?
It's an hour of interactive engagement where no question is left unanswered.
What does death feel like?
I don't know. I'm still alive.
And experimental fun is at the core.
Now, spit into that too. Now, the more spit, the better. Come on, give us a good... Come on, bring it up. Bring it up, boys. Come on, come on. Come on, spit, 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 spit.
Spit.
Keep going, keep going.
Today's lucky cohort are the boys of Holy Child National School in Drumcondra.
Just made me laugh all the time. I was like, 10 out of 10.
So what can we learn about STEM teaching from Ireland's nutty professor?
Everybody at the age of 12 loves science. And the question is, how can they lose that?
And why is it more important to foster young scientists now than ever?
Well, what science really is, very simple, to understand the world. That's what scientists do, right? We use science to understand things. For example, why is the sky blue? Anybody know?
The atmosphere.
That's the atmosphere, partly, it's through the atmosphere. Anybody else? Yeah, go on.
The sun goes through the air and makes... blue.
Yeah, the light from the sun has 7 colours, right? 7 different colours, not a rainbow. The blue colour bounces more off the dust in the air. That's why the sky is blue. Dust particles bounce blue light, and now we see this blue colour. And scientists discover that. We found out why the sky was blue, right? And science helps understand all these different things about the world around us.
The pupils before Luke are from 4th to 6th class, many with a keen interest in the subject matter.
I mean, I think it's a lot more engaging to have someone who is an expert in that field, who spends like most of his life explaining it, rather than like sitting down with a book that briefly explains a certain topic, but then have to explain like another 10 different topics as well. For when you do have a question, you often... not necessarily won't get the answer, but like there may often be situations where neither you or your teacher or your fellow classmates actually know the answer. And I suppose more of these, not just necessarily for science, but for history, for English, Irish, etc. Like that would, I think, having people come in talk about a specific thing, but also have it so that like they'd be an expert in that field and have those interactive elements as well would be a lot more engaging when it comes to education.
Right, boys, every cell in your body has DNA. The cells in your skin, in your brain. Now, we can't take out bits of their brain. That'd be bad, wouldn't it? The brain wouldn't be good. But in your spit, there's cells in your spit. So what the 3 lads have done is they've spat into the tube, and in that tube now is spit, right? And that's full of cells. They're so small, you need a microscope to see them. They're tiny, tiny, tiny cells. And we're going to extract the DNA from those cells. Now, the first thing we need to do, right, is squeeze in a bit of pineapple.
The enzymes in the pineapple will break down the DNA. Fairy liquid and ethanol are added to the mix too, much to the delight of Luke's enraptured audience. It's an approach that 6th class teacher Helen Keane says is very important for pupils of this age.
Absolutely. I think science is one of those subjects that is very much hands-on. In an interactive way like today, it gets children to experience something like trial and error and helps them to understand that the first time they do something doesn't always have to be the final product. They can try again, improve on their designs, I also think that our job as teachers is to prepare our students for their future, and that also involves their future work. Many jobs that they may take in the future may not be even created at the moment, and I think through STEM learning we have an opportunity to give our students the skills that they may need for their future life and for the workforce going forward as well.
Preparing for the future is a big focus of Luke O'Neill's science class.
A very important topic as well, of course, about the Earth is climate change, right? One of the biggest problems we face now on Earth is climate change. What's climate change?
Global warming.
Yeah, exactly, global warming. We humans, we've been spewing carbon, haven't we, into the atmosphere, like a greenhouse effect, and the temperature's going up. The Earth's temperature is rising all the time. Very dangerous. If the Earth gets too hot, we're in big trouble.
As well as being part of Luke's science class, teacher Jane Friel says educating her fourth class students on the effects of climate change is an important part of the curriculum.
Climate change is such a big part of our world right now, and it's such a big buzzword. It should be taught from even younger than fourth class, because if they understand the implications of our actions, and if we can make small changes here and they understand what those small changes are doing and they can make them throughout their life, we might be able to help in some way to kind of stop or reduce the speed that climate change is happening. And I know in my class it's a big thing now to like try and reduce our waste, walk to school, all of those things, and that's because they've been learning about it for so long and they understand the implications for generations way into the future and how it's going to impact them, and they've started to really care about it now because they've learned about it.
Her class has a keen interest in science anyway, with biology buffs and budding astronomers on the roll call.
Around back in 2023, scientists found out that there's an enzyme in eggs. I can't remember what the name was, but it can only be created by a chicken, so thereby the chicken came before the egg.
Me, I kind of prefer the like astronomy side of it.
There's like basically unlimited stuff that you could explore about it and find out.
Like that the universe could be infinite, and it's like there's so much to explore.
Figuring out how to split an atom indirectly led to the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, but also the discovery of penicillin saved countless lives. So it's if we can understand science, it can shape our world for good and for bad.
There's more than a few potential future professors in the room, and Luke is on a mission to hook them in by showing that Irish scientists have been successful before them.
Now remember, all this science was discovered by human beings doing science, right? And I'll give you one example of a great scientist, right? Her name is Jocelyn Bell Burnell. She's Irish. And in my book, I mention all these Irish scientists. She discovered a type of star called a pulsar. One type of star rotates a lot. That was Jocelyn's big discovery. So all these things I'm telling you were discovered by people like you and me who became scientists and wondered about these things and made these discoveries.
Of course, Luke's own enthusiasm and passion for the subject is as good an advertisement for STEM as any.
One of the boys actually just said to me after the talk that although he wants to be an author, he thinks he's going to squeeze in being a scientist on the side as well. So Luke O'Neill definitely inspired them, but they were a class that loved science anyway. So I'd say to see a role model like that now, they're really going to be inspired to get there. And hopefully that'll push them to keep trying through school and through college. And hopefully I can imagine some of them will be there in the future and maybe even back giving talks in here about whatever it is they've discovered. I have full faith that they're going to get there.
No doubt Jane is right. But she may not be as cheerful when she hears what Luke has to say next.
When your teacher tells you something, go, oh, I believe that. Show me the evidence. Show me the, especially in science, you know. There's a very famous society for scientists in London. I'm in that club, like a club for scientists, right? The motto of that club, guess what it is? Take nobody's word, right? Take nobody's word. And very importantly, come and join us. Even if you don't, it's fun, right? It's fun. Science should be fun. We wouldn't be here if that asteroid hadn't wiped out the dinosaurs. It's amazingly random that we're here. And it's so random, you got to make the most of it and enjoy yourselves, right? Listen, folks, I've got to go. Thank you very much for listening. And don't forget, come and join us. Come and join us.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.